ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते ज्ञानदण्डायुधपाणये ॐ नमो भगवते बालवेलायुधस्वामिने ॐ नमो भगवते स्वामिनाथाय ॐ नमो भगवते वरदाचलमूर्तये ॐ नमो भगवते स्कन्दाय गुहाय कार्तिकेयाय षण्मुखाय शरवणभवाय श्रीवल्लिदेवसेनासमेत श्रीकल्याणसुब्रह्मण्याय ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ कुमारेश सूनो गुहस्कन्दसेनापते शक्तिपाणे मयूराधिरूढ पुलिन्दात्मजाकान्त भक्तातिहारन् प्रभो तारकारे सदा रक्षमां त्वम् प्रशान्तेन्द्रिये नष्टसंज्ञे विचेष्टे कफोद्गारि वक्त्रे भयोत्कम्पि गात्रे प्रयाणोन्मुखे मय्यनाथे तदानीम् द्रुतं मे दयालो भवाग्रे गुहत्वम् ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ तस्माद्यस्य महाबाहो तस्माद्यस्य महाबाहो निगृहीतानि सर्वशः निगृहीतानि सर्वशः इन्द्रियाणीन्द्रियार्थेभ्यः इन्द्रियाणीन्द्रियार्थेभ्यः तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता तस्माद्यस्य महाबाहो तस्माद्यस्य महाबाहो निगृहीतानि सर्वशः निगृहीतानि सर्वशः इन्द्रियाणीन्द्रियार्थेभ्यः इन्द्रियाणीन्द्रियार्थेभ्यः तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता
तस्य
प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता Therefore, having discussed in the about the consequences of the fruit of having mastery over the mind and not having mastery over the mind. Both he explained in the previous earlier verses. So having discussed, if we do not have mastery over the mind, what will it happen? What will happen? Now, then the hacha mind, actually, this the mind, that means what? If you do not have mastery over mind, the mind will be, attention of the mind will be dragged towards the sense objects through the senses. Mind will be going after the senses. That means the intellect, then such a person's intellect will be really be totally robbed away by the mind. That means like the wind which blowing on the water, you know, easily takes away, fills the ship boat. So also the mind will rob away the intellect. That was said in the previous verse earlier. Now he's going to say, therefore, tasmat. Now he's introducing it to tasmat, therefore. Therefore, what one should do? Hey Mahabaho. Krishna is addressing Arjuna as Hey Mahabaho. Mahabahu means what? Mahan Bahuhu Yasya. Mahabahu, O mighty armed, O, he says, Mahabahu, yasya nigrihitani, yasya indriyani, indriya artebhya nigrihitani, tasya prajna pratishthita. One whose senses have been taken away, withdrawn from the sense objects, he is not just perfect totally, sarvashaha, completely, his knowledge is said to be firm. Yasya indriyani, indriya arthebhyaha, indriya one, yasya indriyani, one whose sense powers have been taken away from, withdrawn from sense objects, his knowledge is said to be, his knowledge is said to be firm, pratishthita, tasya prajna pratishthita. What does it mean? What does it mean here? How can it take the sense away from the sense objects? Sense objects will be there, senses will be perceiving the sense objects. Sense objects will be there, senses will be perceiving the sense objects, but still attention of the mind is not given to the sense objects. Attention of the mind being not given to the sense objects is said to be the mind being, attention of the mind being taken away from the sense objects. How can it take the senses from the sense objects? Senses will be perceiving sense objects. Attention of the mind being taken away from the sense objects is said to be what? Senses being taken away from the sense objects. Is it clear now? Senses only be perceiving things. Mind is not given, that's all. Why? Because mind is, attention of the mind is focused on the self. That is the reason actually. So, one whose knowledge is firm is, one who has the vision of the reality, vision of fullness, thereby whose attention remains absorbed in the vision of the reality, such a person's mind, we may be seeing, everything will be seeing, senses will be perceiving sense objects, will be responding also, whenever necessary. But still, his mind has been taken away from the sense objects, therefore, he has mastery over senses. Understand? He has mastery over senses. Because attention of the mind remains absorbed in vision. Because mind revels in fullness. Therefore, there's nothing which is exciting, nothing can grab the attention of a jnani. Does not mean jnani goes everywhere closing his eyes. No. Jnani goes everywhere, seeing objects, seeing things, perceiving things, knowing things. Jnani goes everywhere. Senses have been completely taken away from the sense objects. What does it mean? Senses do perceive the sense objects. The senses have been taken away from the sense objects means attention of the mind has been taken away from the senses. Therefore, senses also have been taken away from the sense objects. Because attention of the mind is not going to senses, because that means what? Mind already revels in fullness. See, there's no dependence on the part of the mind. No search. There's no search on the part of the mind. Therefore, the relaxed, the non-searching mind is just remains by itself. That's the secret. The non-searching mind, the mind which has just discovered fullness, okay, the mind which has enlightened intellect, which has discovered fullness, is a non-searching mind. Why? It's an independent mind. Independent mind means what? The mind which does not depend upon external things for happiness. All revels in fullness. Such a non-searching mind, it abides by itself. The mind abides by itself. Objects are perceived, objects do not really enter into the mind. Do not go and disturb the mind. Such a person is said to have the senses which have been completely mastered, completely controlled. They were taken away, withdrawn from the sense objects. And his knowledge is said to be firm, doubt-free.
Tasmadyasya mahabaho, tasmadyasya mahabaho, nigrahitani sarvashah,
nigrahitani sarvashah,
indriyani indriyarthebhyah,
indriyani
indriyarthebhyah, tasya prajna pratishthita,
tasya prajna pratishthita,
yanisha sarvabhutanam,
yanisha sarvabhutanam,
tasyam jagarti sanyami,
tasyam jagarti sanyami,
Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Sanisha pasyato muneh.
Sanisha pasyato muneh.
Yanisha sarva bhutanam.
Yanisha sarva bhutanam.
Tasyam jagrati sanyami. Tasyam jagrati sanyami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Sanisha pasyato muneh.
Sanisha pasyato muneh.
So, sarva bhutanam ya nisha tasyam jagrati sanyami. See, sanyami means what? Sanyami means one who has mastery. Samyamaha means, yamaha means restraint, control. Yamaha also means mastery. But samyamaha means what? Samyamaha means sanyamaha. Means one who has perfect, complete mastery. Samyamaha. So one who has samyamaha, perfect, complete mastery over mind and senses, is called samyami. Who is the one who has complete, perfect mastery over mind and senses? One who is the one who has got perfect, total mastery over mind and senses? Samyami. He said, Jnani. Jnani is the one who has complete mastery over mind and senses. That means what? That means the Jnani's mind revels in fullness. Has we got enlightened mind? What happened? Samyami means one who has complete, perfect mastery over mind and senses. Why? Because he has the vision of the Atma. He does not have any more wrong identity. He knows the self being of a pure awareness. And he knows Atma being, Atma is of the nature of limitlessness, happiness. He knows Atma is of the nature of fullness. He knows that. And such a, this Jnani, one whose mind is free from inadequacy, sense of inadequacy in all limitations. One whose mind revels in fullness. The one whose mind revels in fullness, mind which revels in fullness, naturally is not emotion. The mind which revels in fullness alone is free from fear. Please understand. Free from fear for good. Phenomenon called fear. Mind is free from fear. Acha mind is free from emotional dependence. Free from fear, free from emotional dependence. Dependence means what? The mind is not searching for happiness, you know, search happiness in sense objects. The mind which is non-searching mind means what? The mind which does not search for happiness through sense objects and senses. Understand? Such a mind which is, where nothing can excite such a mind. For the mind, Atma is excitement. Understand now? Self is excitement. Such a mind is what now? Actually, mind abides in awareness. Acha mind remains absorbed in awareness. That means it can never miss the vision of the Atma. The acha mind does not go after senses, therefore, that Jnani is the one who has complete mastery over mind and senses. The mind which goes after sense objects are the really grabbed with sense objects are the mind which is a weak mind. And here, I'm not saying go, if the mind goes or sense objects wrong or anything. I'm not saying wrong. The Jnani does not need to. The Jnani, as I told you earlier, Jnani may be perceiving objects, but still he may not search for happiness through those objects. Why? He already has seized the happiness. He is limitlessness, fullness himself. Therefore, such a person samyami. Understand now? He is the one samyami. Samyami, ya sarva bhutanam nisha tasyam jagrati samyami. This jnani who has complete mastery over mind and senses, and who is not seeking happiness through sense objects, who revels in fullness, for whom whole jagat is for him manifestation of only reality, such a jnani, you know, for him, what is not, nisha means what? Darkness. Nisha means darkness. And then, sarva bhutanam ya nisha. That which, literally it means what? That which is darkness for all the beings. Okay? When there is darkness for all the beings, then jnani is awake, keeps awake. That means what? Literally it means it. Samyami jagrati means keeps awake. Jnani keeps awake. Okay? In that which is darkness for all the beings. That means what? Jnani keeps awake and other people sleep or what? That does not mean. See, what is real for a jnani is not at all known to other people. Okay, ignorant people do not know what is real. Ignorant people do not know what is real. Ignorant people do not know what is real, what reality is. Ajnaninaha sadvastum na jananti. Ignorant people do not know what reality is. And not that they do not know what the reality is, they mistake that which is not real, that which is as the real, they mistake that for absolute reality. The ignorant people do not know this, who do not know the self are the ignorant people, and such ignorant people, those who are ignorant of the self, do not know what satyam is, what is absolutely real, what absolute reality is, they do not know. Therefore, what they do? They mistake mithya for satyam. They mistake what is empirically real for absolutely real. Ignorant people mistake what is empirically real for absolutely real. Why? Because they do not know what is absolutely real. Therefore, that which is not known to other people is known only to a jnani. That which is not at all known to other people is known to jnani, and this reality is known to jnani. What is satyam is very clear for a jnani. Therefore, he does not mistake what is empirically real for absolutely real. Understand? Therefore, he says, ya sarvabhutanam nisha, that which is darkness, no, for all the beings, in that jnani is awake. So, jnani is awake to the reality. To which, okay, awake to the reality where which other beings do not know at all. He says, yasyam jagrati bhutani, in which, okay, all the beings are awake, yasyam jagrati bhutani, sa nisha pashyato munehe, and that is darkness for... in which all the beings are awake, that is darkness for jnani who sees. Pashyataha munehe sa nisha. That means what? What is real for that which is, what is real for other beings? What is real for other beings? All the ignorant people mistake the empirical reality for the absolute reality. What is real, absolutely real for other ignorant people? Okay? That does not even, no, that is as though for a jnani. That is not really existent for a jnani. That means what, no? That is not absolutely real for a jnani. That is as though for a jnani. That is why sanisha. What is real for a jnani is not at all real for a jnani. What is real for a jnani is not at all known to a jnani. Understood now? For jnani, atma alone is satyam. Jnani is the one who knows the atma. For him, atma is satyam. And atma is the only reality. Atma is the satyam reality of everything. Atma of every being, all the beings. A jnani is very clear. And apart from atma, whatever is there, the whole jagat, which is manifestation of the reality, is mithya. all that is seen is mithya. All that is perceived is mithya for a jnani. He is very clear what is satyam and what is mithya is very clear. He does not, yes, he has that viveka jnanam. He has discriminated knowledge of what is atma, what is anatma, what is satyam, what is mithya. He knows atma is not mithya. Okay, mithya anatma, but anatma is nothing but atma. All that is there is only reality is very clear. What about other people? Other people do not know this fact. What is this fact? All that is there is only reality. The whole jagat is advaita drishti is not there for them. The whole jagat is manifestation of only reality is not known to them. Why? Because for them jagat is satyam. What is empirically real is absolutely real for the jagat. Why? Because they do not even know that there is atma. There is reality which is distinct and different and which is absolutely real. Understand? This is what is said here. What is real for a jnani is not known to a jnanis. What is real for a jnanis is mithya for a jnani. That is what is said very beautifully here as what? Ya nisha sarva bhutanam, that which is darkness for all the beings, in that nisha samyami jagrati jnani, one has complete mastery over mind and senses, keeps awake. Yatyasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pashyato munehe. See, the munihi, the jnani is said to be munihi. Munihi again is what? Mananashilaha. Okay? Munihi. Munihi means what? Munihi is in fact the one who has the capacity to see things. One who has the capacity to think, one who has the capacity to see clearly also is munihi. Okay? Darshanashilaha also. Munihi. Mananashilaha. Okay, munihi. And this munihi pashyati, munihi eva pashyati, jnani is said to be munihi here. The munihi is a jnani. And he pashyati, he sees. What he sees? He sees more than what the eyes see, more than what the mind sees. He sees the very mind, okay, which sees everything. He sees the knowledge. Therefore, one who sees the very seer, okay, one who sees the seer of the seer, one who sees the seer, one who knows the seer, is the seer, real seer, munihi. And he also has pashyati. He is the one who is the seer of the reality. Okay, which is not available for objectification. So, pashyan munihi, the seer. Munihi is the one who is seer. And pashyataha munehe, for the one who sees the reality as the self, thereby one who sees everything as the manifestation of the only reality, for hacha munihi, okay, ya nisha, that which is not there at all, that which is as though existing, that which is empirically real, okay, is very much real for other people. Understand now? It's such a big difference. Big difference in perception, vision. Vision gives right perception. Absence of vision, lack of vision, now results in wrong perception. Right, the vision blesses one with the right perception. Yanisha sarva bhutanam,
Yanisha sarva bhutanam,
tasyam jagarti sanyami,
tasyam jagarti sanyami,
yasyam jagrati bhutani,
yasyam jagrati bhutani,
sa nisha pashyato munehe,
sa nisha pashyato munehe.
We can keep on saying lots of things about a jnani here, okay? A jnani, one who revels in fullness, for him atma is the source of fullness. Atma is of the nature of fullness, whereas other beings are searching for happiness externally. Like that, we can say lots of things about Jnani, and here we have to Saddarshanaha, okay? One has Saddarshanam, vision of the reality is the Jnani, whereas Ajnanis do not have the vision of reality. That is, what is not known to them is said to be dark, implied by the word darkness. Darkness stands for ignorance. What is not at all known to Ajnanis is the word darkness. And when you say Jnani, Jnani does not remain in darkness. That means that which is as though, that which is not really existent for a Jnani, now is real for, very much real for other people. So, the 70th verse.
Apuryamanam achala pratishtham. Apuryamanam achala pratishtham. Samudramapav pravishanti yadvat. Samudramapav pravishanti yadvat. Tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve. Kamayam pravishanti sarve. Sashanti mapnoti na kama kami. Sashanti mapnoti na kama kami. Apuryamanam achala pratishtham.
Apuryamanam
achala pratishtham. Samudramapav pravishanti yadvat.
Samudramapav pravishanti yadvat.
Tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve.
Yadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve.
Sashanti mapnoti na kama kami.
Sashanti mapnoti na kama kami.
Okay. See, Jnani is completely free from desires. Thereby, Jnani's mind is free from agitations. No, why? Because Jnani's mind is free from agitations. Agitation means completely agitation-free, totally peaceful mind. Why? Because the mind which revels in fullness. Why? Because this vision of reality, vision of the Atma. The vision of the reality as the very self. Jnani's mind has the vision of the reality as the self. And for the Jnani who has the vision of the reality as the self, no, and he has discovered fullness as the very nature of the reality, as the self. For the mind which revels in fullness. And the mind is, therefore, mind which revels in fullness naturally is free from sense of inadequacy and all the needs and all the desires also. I told you earlier, fullness and desires cannot coexist. There cannot be desires and fullness also. So the mind which revels in fullness, the mind is naturally free from desires. Desire for anything is not possible. Desires are not free from desires. Therefore, what now? No other thing is there. There is only absolute peace. In fact, the mind which revels in fullness has absolute peace. But absolute peace is possible only if there is discovery of fullness. Okay, before becoming a Jnani, one has to be relatively peaceful to discover fullness. And having discovered fullness, there is absolute peace. Why? What is absolute peace? Prasanna chetas. No? Thoughts are all quiet. Really. And he says, he is talking about a Jnani. Who is a Jnani? Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudram apaha yadvat pravishanti. Tadvat kamaha yam sarve kamaha yam pravishanti saha shantim apnoti. See, apnoti means what? Apnoti means attains. gains. When you say attains, what does it mean? You do not have already. That is why you have to attain. You never attain something which you already have. Understand? So it's only attainment, always attainment is always of something which you do not have. So apnoti means attains. What attains? Who attains? One attains. Attains what? Shantim apnoti. One attains peace. One attains peace means what? Is peace something to be attained? A peace means mind being quiet. It is a state of mind. Condition of the mind. Shantim apnoti. Shantim apnoti means what? One having, entertaining the mind which is calm and serene. Absolutely serene. Absolutely tranquil. One attains tranquility of the mind. Okay? Shantim apnoti. Who can attain tranquility? Whose mind can be quiet? Shanti mapnoti means what? Mind becomes tranquil and quiet. That means what? Mind does not get agitated, turbulent. Mind does not become turbulent. Which is the mind which does not become turbulent and agitated? The mind, okay, the mind, the perception of objects, perception of situations, perception of people, perception of things, perception of behaviors, do not cause any agitation in the mind. The mind is unaffected, unafflicted, okay? Understand now? Agitated by the situations around. Otherwise, that doesn't mean that Jnani has solved him, sit quietly, no, keeping his eyes closed, not seeing anything around. That's not true. One must be seeing everything, smelling everything, eating everything, seeing everything, perceiving everything, everything. The Jnani is very much with the whole Jagat, everything. But how is the mind? Shantim apnoti. Attains peace. If externally what is perceived, whatever perceived as an object, the behavior or situation or whatever it is, whatever is objects, whatever is perceived, if that causes any agitation or turbulence in the mind, then that mind is restless mind, agitated mind. Which is the mind which cannot be agitated by whatever is perceived? Understand? The mind which entertains sense of inadequacy, no? Thereby the mind entertains sense of smallness, which has the problem of smallness centered on I, naturally, easily, understand now, gets agitated or disturbed by perception of behaviors and things and people. Things. It's a common, it's a fact. The Shastram says so beautifully. Understand? If there is a sense of inadequacy, if there is problem of smallness being centered on I still there, if that problem of smallness being this problem of smallness being centered on I has not yet been resolved, if there is sense of inadequacy, that naturally there is a pressure of needs and there be naturally desires, ragadveshas. Not that you don't need to say, don't need to feel bad about having ragadveshas. The ragadveshas are very, very natural for the mind to have ragadveshas. How long? The ragadveshas are natural, will be natural, and ragadvesha caused the jealousy, hate, etc. are all very natural, but in the degree may differ from person to person, vary from person to person. All these mental impetus are very natural for any mind to have. Very natural. Why? Because as long as there is the problem of smallness being settled on I is not yet resolved, okay, remains unresolved, these problems will be there. And as long as the sense of inadequacy is there, these problems will be there. And such a mind alone, when objects are perceived, okay, situations arise, and it gets agitated and disturbed and turbulent. Therefore, such a mind is agitated, restless, turbulent. Mind is not a calm, serene mind. And here we are talking about whom? Jnani. Who is this Jnani? No? Jnani is the one who revels in fullness. How? He knows the reality of the whole Jagat. As what? As the very self. Thereby he knows the self of all the beings. Thereby he knows the nature of reality being fullness. Thereby one whose mind revels in fullness. Thereby naturally free from what? The problem of sense of inadequacy. The problem of smallness present on I has been resolved for a jnani by constant contemplation. By ascertained vision. Therefore, the mind which revels in fullness is free from fear and insecurity. And see, the mind is free from insecurity. The mind is free from sense, understand now, insignificance. The mind is free from fear. Fear and insecurity. The mind which is free from fear and insecurity is a mind of strength, like a strong mind, strongest mind. The strongest mind means unagitated mind, undisturbed mind, whatever is perceived, okay? And the mind which is independent mind also. Independent means what? Which is non-searching, when I told you, non-searching mind. The mind which searches for happiness through sense objects and external situations is searching mind. The non-searching, independent mind, understand now, self-dependent mind is what now? Revels in fullness, which is free from fear and insecurity. If the mind is free from sense of insecurity and fear, then there is strength, strong mind. Strong mind is what? Unagitated mind, unagitatable mind. Okay, mind, nothing can agitate the mind. That mind is calm and serene mind. Such a person, okay, one who revels in fullness, one who is free from sense of inadequacy, and one who has resolved this problem of smallness being set down. Thereby one who is free from sense of insecurity and unhappiness, understand now, and insignificant, the dependence, vacham at a strong mind, no? Such a strong mind definitely is always peaceful, always tranquil. Why? Unagitated. Nothing can go and cause any agitation on the part of the mind, disturb the mind. Strong mind is tranquil mind, the absolute tranquility, the mind of absolute tranquility, absolute serenity. Understand? So, shantim apnoti, one attains that absolute serenity, tranquility. It means what? The mind becomes unagitated and undisturbed and unperturbed when he says here. He says, if any object, suppose sarve kamaha, pravishanti, sarve kamaha, all the objects of desires, all the pleasures, look at this, all the sense objects, all the objects of pleasures, and all desires, okay, enter into him. Like what? Desires array, no? Desires do not disturb. Sense objects do not disturb this person. Sarve kamaha pravishanti. Who? This jnani's mind. All this is entered. Objects of desire also enter. What happened? They remain and they do not cause any disturbance in the mind. Pravishanti, they enter. All the objects and objects of pleasures and all the desires enter the mind. When you see things, they enter, but they do not cause any agitation in the mind. They are perceived, they are known, but they do not cause any agitation. Sarve antaha pravishanti. They enter, they are perceived, they do not cause any agitation. Sarve kamaha pravishanti. But how do they remain? How do they enter? How do they remain? All these desires and objects of pleasures and objects, all these objects, they enter and they remain. How do they remain unagitatingly? He says, Apuryamanam achalapratishtam apaha నా సముద్రం ఆపహ ప్రవిశంతి. నో ఆపహ, అప్ మీన్స్ వాటర్, ఆపహ వాటర్స్ ప్లూరల్ వర్డ్. ఓకే, ఆపహ ప్రవిశంతి. సపోజ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ రెయిన్స్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ అండ్ సో మెనీ స్ట్రీమ్స్ అండ్ రివర్స్ అండ్ నో వాటర్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ మెనీ ప్లేసెస్, లాట్స్ అండ్ లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ కమ్స్ అండ్ వాటర్ కమ్స్ అండ్ వాట్ కమ్స్ అండ్ జాయిన్స్ ది ఓషన్. ఆపహ వాటర్ విచ్ ఫ్లో ఫ్రమ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్, వాటర్ విచ్ ఫ్లోస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ అండ్ కమ్స్ అండ్ జాయిన్స్ ది ఓషన్. సముద్రం ప్రవిశంతి, ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ది ఓషన్. ఆపహ సముద్రం ప్రవిశంతి. యూ హ్యాడ్ సింపుల్ అండర్స్టాండ్. సముద్రం ప్రవిశంతి, ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది ఓషన్. వాట్? ఆపహ. వెన్ ది వాటర్ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ది ఓషన్, హౌ మచ్ అవర్ వాటర్ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ది ఓషన్? లుక్ అట్ దిస్ వెరీ సింపుల్ థింగ్. హౌ ఇస్ ది ఓషన్ నౌ? ఆల్రెడీ ఓషన్ ఇస్ వాట్? ఆల్రెడీ ఓషన్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ on all sides. Apuryamanam, understand? No, puryamanam, apuryamanam means what? That which remains full, the ocean is full. And then achala pratishtam, achala pratishtam, the ocean does not move. Okay, waves alone move. Look at this, you have to understand. Now in the ocean you see the waves moving, but the ocean as such does not move, isn't it? In the ocean there's so many waves jump and then they just go up and then they rise and fall, making lots of noise. But ocean as such does not move. Achala pratishtam, firmly established, unmovingly, firmly established ocean. Though it has lots of roaring waves in it, and it's full of water. Achala pratishtam. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam. How is this ocean? This ocean is described. No way. Ocean is likened to a jnani. Jnani is likened to a ocean. Look at this. How is the samudraha? How is the ocean? How does the ocean look? Ocean may have big, big roaring, full of roaring, waves of roaring noises. But this ocean is full, already full. ఆపూర్యమానః సముద్రః అచల ప్రతిష్ఠః సముద్రః, ఫుల్ అండ్ ఫర్మ్లీ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్, అన్మూవింగ్. అచల ప్రతిష్ఠః సముద్రః. ఓషన్ ఇస్ మూవ్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ ప్లేస్ టు అదర్ ప్లేస్. ఓకే, ఓషన్ ఇస్ ద సేమ్ ప్లేస్. అండ్ హచ్ ఓషన్ ఆపూర్యమానః సముద్రః అచల ప్రతిష్ఠః సముద్రః. లైక్ ఆపూర్యమానం అచల ప్రతిష్టం సముద్రం ప్రవిశంతి. ప్రవిశంతి మీన్స్ వాట్? ఎంటర్. వాట్ ఎంటర్? ప్రవిశంతి సపూర్లు కూడాకే ఎంటర్. ఆపహ వాటర్స్ ఎంటర్, సంస్కృత వర్డ్. వాటర్స్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ ఓషన్. విచ్ ఓషన్? విచ్ ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫుల్. ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ బికమ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది వాటర్ ఎంటర్స్. ఓకే, ది వాటర్స్ ఎంటర్ ది ఓషన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫుల్. If the water enters into the tank or pond which was dry, that is a different thing. Understand? Here, the waters enter into the ocean which is already full and which is firm and established. What happens? The addition of water, the water which enters into the ocean, does this water which enters into the ocean change, bring about any change on the part of the ocean? No. Can it bring any change on the part of the ocean? Can't make the ocean bigger, can't make the ocean smaller, can't make the ocean some look different. Still ocean will be ocean. These waters enter into the ocean, they become what? Become ocean. Any amount of water which flows into the ocean, enters into the ocean, becomes ocean, that's all. Becomes part and parcel of the ocean. Inseparably one. Understand now? The water which enter into the ocean become inseparably one with the ocean. They become what? Resolved in the ocean. They do not remain separate in the ocean. Okay? We have entered here, we are all refugees. So, No, no such business here, okay? They entered into devotion means what? They just lose their identity. We have to remember this. The waters which enter into the ocean lose their identity. The river loses its identity as river, drop loses its identity as drop, okay? Ripple loses its identity as ripple, whale loses its identity as whale. They all become just one ocean. Losing their identity, the water, listen now, in whichever form the water flows into the ocean, whichever form it flows and joins the ocean, losing its identity, okay, resolve its identity, it just, without remaining away from, apart from, separate from the ocean, it just becomes one with the ocean. It disappears in ocean. It disappears in ocean means it does not make ocean different, does not bring about any change on the part of the ocean. Just disappear in ocean, resolve in ocean. Isn't it? Similarly, whatever objects are perceived, whatever is experienced by all the experiences, kamaha stands for so many things, pleasures, objects of pleasures, understand now, objects of perceptions, whatever is experienced, all those are kamas only, okay? All the kama, all the desires for all the objects, look at this. All the desires, okay, have, what now? Enter into the jnani's mind. They become what? They resolve. That means what? They do not bring about any disturbance or agitation in the mind of a jnani. Not they do not disturb, they resolve in that fullness. All the desires will resolve in the mind which has discovered fullness. When the jnani is understanding, all desires are already resolved in fullness. You got it now? Therefore, sarve kamaha yam purusham pravishanti katam yadvat tadvat. Yadvat, just as, yatha. Yadvat means what? Yatha. Yadvat, okay, just as the waters enter into the ocean, which is full and firm and unmoving, become one with the ocean, they remain resolved in the ocean, without being away, separate from the ocean. So also all the desires enter into whom? The man, okay, which person? Person of fullness. They remain resolved there. Such a person's mind is not subject to any agitation at all. Okay, such a person alone is what? The man of strength. Because his mind is he alone attains absolute peace. Okay? He alone attains absolute tranquility. In fact, tranquility, serenity, calmness, peace are all synonyms. The thoughts arise means rising of thought. Listen now, any irritation, disturbance is what? In the form of rice, it rises only in the form of thought. We think something, that's what is disturbance. And you know that's a discomfort. When there's some agitation, that's discomfort. You know that it is not desirable. Even you can't concentrate, you can't focus, you can't do things. You can see how it works. Agitation works. Listen how disturbance works. So here, shantim apnoti. If a person, okay, all the diseases can enter and they can be resolved. Enter means what? It's not entering or anything. the one has got all his desires. Now, really, here, just for the sake of, because the water enters into the ocean. Therefore, here also, he also says, Kamaha Pravishanti. Really speaking, you don't need to say, Kamaha, enter and go and resolve. You can just say, just the water which enters into the ocean, do not disturb the ocean. Similarly, here also, all the one who has got all the desires resolved in discovering fullness. Okay. Therefore, whatever objects perceive, all the desires, you know, objects are seen, but desires, what happened to desires? Desires do not rise at all. The desires all resolved. See, if you have resolved your ragadveshas, you have resolved your likes and dislikes, you have resolved your desires, you are a person of absolute strength, absolute tranquility. How can I resolve my desires, ragadveshas? If you can resolve the problem of smallness being centered on I is resolved, if you have got resolved. How can I resolve that problem? If you have resolved that in a sense of inadequacy, by discovering fullness, by discovering self, simple thing. We don't need to do anything. You know, people ask what is happiness and what is. I want to talk to you about it. This fullness and peace, happiness and peace. I want to tell the difference actually. Really, I should tell you that difference. I've been thinking I should do that. Okay, saha yadvat tadvat yatha sarve yatha apaha apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudram yatha apaha pravishanti tadvat sarve kamaha yam pravishanti saha purushah eva shantim apnoti. Then he says, who does not attain peace, who does not become tranquil and calm, kamakami na shantim apnoti. He says, kamakami means what? Kamam kamayate. Understand? One who has not yet resolved his desires, one has not yet managed his desires. We have to say in two ways. Definitely does not become peace, tranquil. He cannot be tranquil. He cannot be quiet. Very disturbed, agitated person. This knowledge will help at least to think all the time. Whenever we get disturbed, we can say, this is agitation, is turbulence, is what? It's an expression of our problem, our own problem. So we'll think of solving our own problem instead of seeking solution outside. That is the idea here. Understand? And he says one more thing.
Vihaya kamanya sarvan. Vihaya kamanya sarvan. Pumamscharati nispruhaha. Pumamscharati nispruhaha. Nirmamo nirahankaraha. Nirmamo nirahankaraha. Sashantimadhigacchati.
Sashantimadhigacchati.
Vihaya kamanya sarvan. Vihaya kamanya sarvan. Pumamscharati nispruhaha. Pumamscharati nispruhaha. Nirmamo nirahankaraha.
Nirmamo
nirahankaraha. Sashantimadhigacchati. Sashantimadhigacchati.
Again, this verse also talks about attainment of peace. Saha shantim adhigacchati. Earlier verse we saw saha shantim apnoti. Shantim adhigacchati. He attains peace. Saha shantim apnoti, he gains peace, attains peace. Shantim adhigacchati. Again same meaning. Saha shantim adhigacchati. Gacchati simply goes, okay? Shantim gacchati. Shantim adhigacchati. No? Gacchati goes. Adhigacchati means what? He understands on meaning. Adhigamana means understanding also. But here it means one attains, one gains in terms of knowledge. Okay? But here adhigacchati literally attains. Shantim adhigacchati. One attains peace. Kaha saha shantim adhigacchati. That person attains peace. Shantihi is peace. Again I told you already. Shantihi means peace. Peace means what? Mind being serene and tranquil. Mind being serene and tranquil means what? Mind being unagitated, undisturbed, unperturbed. Mind being unperturbed and unagitated means what? Okay, lots of thoughts not rising. Non-rising of thoughts. Understand now? Non-rising of thoughts. In fact, non-rising of thoughts means what? The mind being calm. It's like waves come, you can see the disturbance. Waves are not there means what? Like that, thoughts do not arise. Unnecessarily do not arise. Necessary thoughts will arise, unnecessarily thoughts will not arise. It's called one shantim adhigacchati. Then you can see that person is calm, peaceful, okay, serene minded. Saha shanti madhigachati. He attains peace. Who attains peace? He says here, yaha vihaya, kaman vihaya, okay, charati. Charati, yaha charati. Charati, the previous verse we see, vihaya kaman, yes, sarvan pumams charati. See, vihaya. Vihaya means what? Giving up. Giving up means what? Giving up means freeing oneself from. Come on. Giving up all the desires. Giving up desires means not effortlessly. Okay? Effortlessly freeing oneself from the desires is effortlessly giving up desires. If I make efforts to give up desires, that did not work. Effortlessly giving up disease means what? Freeing oneself from disease. It means not having desires. Non-rising of desires. Okay? Yaha puma, he says, kaman vihaya. Kaha kama, kan kama hai sarvan kaman. Freeing oneself from the hold of all desires. Yaha puman, puman means puman is another word, pums. Okay? Puman means man. Yaha puman, a human being. He who, the man who, man, he who, yaha puman, which person, okay? He who, yaha puman, sarvan kaman vihaya charati. That means what? He who moves about, he who lives. Charati means he who moves about. How does he move about? He who lives. He who lives this life, how? Freeing oneself from the hold of all desires. Yaha charati. Yaha puman sarvan kaman vihaya charati. That means what? Nisprihaha. Nisprihaha. Spriha means, now spriha means again craving, thirst, desire. Nisprihaha, without any desire, without having craving for anything. Without craving for nispriha, without having any spriha for anything, freeing one's in the hold of all desires, one who lives his life. Sarvan kaman vihaya yaha puman nispruhaha. Not nispruha means what? Nirmamaha. Nirmamaha. Okay? Mamaka, mamaha, mamakaraha, nirgataha, yasmat. Okay? Mamakaraha,
or mamakara means my sense or mamatvam. Mamatvam or mamakaraha. Mamakaraha nirgataha yasmat saha nirmamaha. The one from whom the sense of mine, the sense of possession, or my sense has gone away. The one from whom the sense of my sense has gone away. That means what? Nada has given up here. The one from whom the my sense has gone away is Nirmamaha. So the one who is free from my sense, the one who is free from sense of possession. Nirmamaha. Okay? What does it mean, Nirmamaha? Okay? The one who has discovered the reality as the self, and one who knows this one's own self is the self of all the beings, one who knows this all that is there is only reality, the self, one who does not see second reality, one who sees everything else as mithya other than the self, one who sees mithya being non-separate from the self, no, one who does not see second thing, therefore, okay, now, one who is free from the sense of being free from the possessor and possessed, no, idea, notions. There were two things, no, for one to be possessor, for other one to be possessed. He doesn't see a second thing. But what is to understand now? Everything is Ishvara means the sense of possession is possible. My sense is possible only if one has identity with the body-mind complex. Understand? If the identity with the body-mind complex is not there, then naturally sense of possession is, my sense is not possible. Therefore, this person is free from my sense. Mamatvam. Nirmamaha. How is it possible for him to be Nirmamaha? Because he is Nirahankaraha. Nirmamatvam is possible if only there is Nirahankaraha is there. Nirahankaraha. Nirahankaraha means what? Ahankaraha was there previously. Now Ahankara has gone away from him. Ahankaraha nirgataha yasmat saha nirahankaraha. The one from whom Ahankara has gone. That means what? The one has resolved his Ahankara. What is Ahankara? The erroneous notion about the self. Erroneous notion about the self is Ahankara. One has got the erroneous notion about the self resolved. How? By correcting the error. How has he corrected the error now? By correcting his perception of the wrong perception of the self. How? By recognizing the self. See, by knowing the self, by recognizing the self, by knowing what the self is, thereby by correcting his erroneous self-perception, Now one has resolved all the wrong notions one had about the self. It's called Nirahankaraha. Okay? Listen now. We can say Nirahankaraha. It means Jnani. Yasya Jnanam Asti. Yasya Ajnanam has gatam. Listen now. Ajnanam has gone. One has resolved his Ajnanam. Ignorance of the self. That means what? One who knows the self. One who knows the self definitely will not mistake the non-self for the self. One who is free from self, erroneous self-perception also. Thereby what? One can definitely resolve all the wrong notions one had about the self, such as what? Self is, okay, I am different from the world, I am different from the Lord, I am a mortal, I was born on such and such a date, okay. All the notions one has about the self are erroneous. They are ahankaras. It's all the notions together, we has, say what now? Ahankaraha. And this ahankaraha is now resolved. Why? Because ajnanam has gone. Adhyasa also has gone. Ajnanam is there, adhyasa is possible. If adhyasa is there, adhyaropaha is possible. Understand now? If self-ignorance is there, then erroneous self-perception is possible. If erroneous self-perception is possible, means what? If you can mistake the non-self for the self. If you can mistake the non-self for the self, then it is very easy for one to superimpose the limitations, the problems of the non-self upon the self. If adhyaropaha is possible, ahankara is possible. The three problems, okay? Three things which precede what? Ahankara. And if ajnanam is resolved, means all other things, no? Which follows ajnanam will be resolved. Therefore, the wrong notions, all the wrong notions one entertained about the self are resolved in jnanam, become resolved in jnanam. Therefore, who can, if the ahankara has gone, okay, the erroneous notions about self are resolved, naturally the mamattam also goes. The sense of my sense also will be resolved naturally. Nirmamaha must be aham itself is not there, and how can it be mama? I must be there to say my book, no? If I go away leaving the book here, how can I say my book? I must be here to say it is my book. So, understand now, the I itself has been resolved. Ahankara is resolved. Therefore, mamakara is not possible. Since, understand now. Therefore, the one who has resolved his ajnanam, adhyasaha, there be adhyaropaha, there be one who has definitely resolved his ahankara. Having one's ahankara resolved means one who has corrected his, understand now, all the wrong notions one had about the self. By resolve, understand now, he resolved the mithya in satya atma. Such a person has resolved the sense of possession also, mamatvam also. Nirmamaha nirahankaraha. Who is that person? Nirmamaha nirahankaraha. Nispruhaha. Nirmamaha is nirahankaraha. Nirahankaraha is the one who has jnanam. You can understand, jnanam, knowledge of the self. Knowledge of the self means what? For him, one who knows the Atma, for him the same Atma is Atma of everything. He does not see a second self. Okay? One who does not see the second self, second thing, second reality. One who does not see the second self, does not see the second reality. Understand now? One does not see the second thing, in fact. That means what? He has resolved whole jagat as what? Mithya. Which includes his body, mind, sense complex. Understand? Mithya. Therefore what? One who revels in fullness. For him there is nothing which is not the Atma. There is nothing which is not the Atma. He sees variety. He sees the plurality. He sees the multifarious objects and things. The world of plurality, but still for his world of plurality is nothing but Atma. That means Atma fills everything. The self fills everything. The being full is the nature of the Atma for him. Therefore, he knows what fullness is. He knows what the being full is, being limitless, and being limitless is being happy. He has discovered happy, one who revels in, therefore, my God, discovering Atma being, listen now, Atma being only reality is discovering the fact that Atma being full, listen now, the being full or fullness being the nature of the Atma. One who has discovered fullness is the one who has discovered the fullness is the one who revels in fullness. One who revels in fullness is the one who has got all his desires resolved. I tell you, without having discovered fullness, you cannot resolve desires for good. I'm not saying anything wrong. Okay? Having disease is not wrong. Having disease is not bad. I'm only saying, having disease, understand now, one can entertain desires. I'm only saying what desires are all about. Okay, desires are nothing but expression of one's sense of inadequacy. Pressure of one's needs one have. This, what are desires? And here the person has discovered the Atma, they discovered fullness, thereby one who is free from all desire for anything is not the nispruhaha. Spruha is nasti. Spruha gata. Mamatvam gatam. Ahankaraha gataha. Everything is gone. He has not sent them, pushed them away. They left him and gone away. When he, understand now, all gone, resolved. Therefore what? Nispruhaha, nirahankaraha, nirmamaha. So what? Kamaha sarva, sarve kamaha pigataha. Understand now? So he has not given them up. He has just, vihaya means what? He just ignored the disease. Disease all resolved. Where earlier we have seen already, sarve kamaha pravishanti, yatha apaha samudram pravishanti, tatha sarve kamaha pravishanti. Pravishanti yeki bhavanti. All disease become him. Understand now? The water which enters into the ocean become the ocean. Similarly, all the disease become the self. All the disease are the self for him. All the disease are the self. Enter into the self. Disease are the self. All the disease are the self. Therefore, sarve kamaha, yaha puman, sarvan kaman vihaya charati. That person wanders, lives his life, how? Having resolved all his desires, being free from hold of desires, without sense of my sense, without I sense, okay? Having resolved all the notions about the self, revels in fullness. Such a person, okay, is not disturbed by anything, because such a person is emotionally independent person. The non-searching, what I've been telling from today, from every verse I've been telling, such a person's mind, the mind that discovered fullness is the non-searching, independent mind. Non-searching, the mind does not search for happiness, okay, and is free from anxiety about happiness. This mind, and so is not dependent on anything for its fullness. Therefore, hacha mind is what? Unagitated mind. Undisturbed mind. The mind being undisturbed due to strength of reveling in fullness is what? Mind being peaceful. Understand now? Saha shantim adhigachati. Yaha puman nispruhaha nirmamaha nirahankaraha. Okay? Sarvan kaman vihaya charati saha shantim adhigachati. How can he be disturbed? Perturbed. The mind which revels in fullness alone is a quiet mind. We say quiet mind alone can disturb fullness, discover fullness, you said earlier. Now we say the mind which revels in fullness alone can be peaceful. What does it mean? Very interesting to know, isn't it? Mind has to be relatively calm in order to discover absolute serenity. Understand? Absolute serenity is only in discovering absolute, in discovering fullness. Understand now? Our Swamiji used to say, in India, suppose if the boy has to get married, you know, suppose the boy mentally is not okay, and parents will say, what to do, because young fellow, young boy, you know, what to do? And people will suggest, no, get him married, he'll be fine. It's a problem of the age. Okay? Get him married, he'll be get rid of this problem of thing. But the other question comes, if he's mad, who will give him the daughter in marriage? Has to get married to get rid of madness. But who will give him man? Unless he gets rid of madness, nobody will give him girl in marriage. In India, giving is a problem. Okay, here, people choose. That there, parents have to decide. It's like what? Unless you are relatively tranquil, you cannot discover absolute serenity. Understand? That is why I said people mistake all this. What is fullness? And fullness is happiness and peace. We have to discover that. We have to understand this very clearly. Because I'll talk about it, because I should do it really. I had to really spend a lot of time on that. Because the thought, resolution of the thoughts, I had to talk about it. There's a difference between fullness, happiness, and peace. Understand? The disturbed mind is not the peaceful mind. The mind which cannot be disturbed is the peaceful mind. We think, oh, if I'm peaceful, nothing can. Not, that is not true. If you are not disturbed, you are peaceful. Not that if you're peaceful, then nothing can disturb. That's not true. If you are not disturbed, you are peaceful. If you are disturbed, you are not peaceful. Understand, that's all. How to be peaceful? People ask, how to be peaceful? How to be peaceful? How to be quiet? They want peace of mind. I tell you, in discovering fullness, there is absolute peace. Unless and until you discover fullness, there will not be peace. That is why, understand now, peace means what? There will be disturbance. That's why we say, it's clear now? And to be contemplative, to be first to be meditative, and you have to be relatively peaceful, relatively calm and serene. You have to resolve some, you know, have certain resolve, you have to resolve some thoughts. That is why we talk about what? Upasanam, talk about living life karma yoga. That is why we had to, you know, that is why we had to avoid being a split personality. Already we are disturbed. And living adharma, life of adharma, will make you more disturbed. Already we are adequately disturbed. Where there is ignorance, we will be naturally disturbed. And again we add more conflicts and more problems when you don't live a life of dharma also. That is why only jnanam eva. Jnana deva kaivalyam. Okay? Only in jnanam, knowledge is fullness. Knowledge is happiness. And happiness is absolute peace. Knowledge is absolute peace. Absolute serenity. Understand? So here, who are you talking about? Jnani. A jnani alone attains peace. What does he say here? Jnani alone, here he says, jnani alone discovers absolute serenity, absolute tranquility. Understand now? Jnani alone discovers absolute serenity means absolute peace, no? Absolute peace. Shantim adhigacchati. Jnani eva shantim adhigacchati. Ajnani shantim na adhigacchati. He'll always be disturbed and agitated. Jnani eva shantim adhigacchati. Shantim adhigacchati means jnani discovers absolute serenity, tranquility, attains peace. How he remains, he discovers serenity? Because nispruhaha. How? Nirmamaha. How? Nirahankaraha. How? Ajnana. Okay? Niragyanaha also. Niradhyasaha. Niradhyaropaha. You have to add all those things. Therefore what? He sees the self. He does not see a second thing. I had to talk about so much here. See, Advaita Drishti is very important. Okay, Advaita Drishti, the vision of fullness. Vision of the oneness of reality, if he is very clear, then he sees the being full being the nature of the Atma. Being full is the nature of the Atma, not something. And one that a person, one who knows the self, knows what fullness is all about. Such a person revels in fullness. Your person revels in fullness, revels in happiness, revels in limitlessness, and he is free from all the problems. And nothing, he is the person of strength, nothing can shake, disturb. And he alone attains absolute peace. One who has discovered fullness by discovering the self, being free from desires, as being free from ahankara and makara, he alone attains absolute serenity. Shanti madhi gacchati. Jnani. I tell you one thing here. See, being limitless and being fullness and being happy are synonyms. You know what is being happy? Being happy is happiness, we say. What is being unhappy? Being bound, being limited, okay, is being unhappy. Being limited is being unhappy. Being bound is being unhappy. So being limitless is being happy. And make it a noun. Being happy is happiness. Being limitless is limitlessness. They were synonyms. Suppose a person goes to the ocean and sees the wave, and then so many waves he sees, and then one thing he discovers, oh, what is here? This H2O is the truth of all these waves, the truth of the entire ocean full of waves. In fact, with reference to ocean, there is no second thing other than water. H2O. Understand? So H2O is satyam, the whole ocean is mithya. All the waves are mithya. And the mithya is satyam H2O. That's non-separate. And here, he understands being the satyam is the very existence of satyam is what? Being the reality, being the self, it's the very existence of the entire ocean. H2O is the very existence of the ocean. Being the very existence of the ocean, all the waves enter ocean is the H2O. Therefore, it is free from the limitation, all these limitations. Now we say, being the reality, being existence, there is no place where it does not pervade the ocean. The entire ocean, all the waves are pervaded by H2O. It pervades means what? It is full. H2O is full of ocean. Understand now? And to fill the ocean, what does the H2O do? To be full, what does the H2O do? What does it need to do? It does not need to do anything. Why? Because being full is the nature of the H2O. Understand now? Being full with reference to ocean, being full is the nature of the H2O. Why is it full? Because it pervades everything. Why does it pervade everything? Because it's very existence. And the very reality. How is it very existence? Because it's the very reality of everything. Because it's satyam, therefore it is sarvagatam. Okay, it pervades everything. Because it pervades everything, it is full. So being full is what? Does H2O do any work, any karma to fill the ocean? No. Being full is its nature. Had remember, because H2O is the reality, H2O is the very existence of everything, because the very existence, it pervades everything, because it pervades everything, it is full of all. Understand now? So being full is what? Nature. Being full is equal to what? Fullness. So fullness is what? The nature of H2O with reference to ocean. Understand? Similarly, with reference to the whole jagat, which is inclusive of your body, mind and complex. Okay? What is it? What is the reality? What is the self? Understand? Which you discover as the self. The reality is the existence. Reality pervades everything. Understand now? Reality is full. Everything is filled with that. Understand now? Therefore we say, hey, filled means what? I just used the word. Lots of words. The being full is the nature of the reality, which is the self. This is the second self. Understand? In fact, everything exists in that. The being full is the nature. So fullness is the nature of the reality. So being full is being limitless. Being limitless is being what? Happy. So fullness, limitlessness and happiness are synonyms. And one who knows the self, one who knows the self, knows self alone is satyam. One, everything else other than self is mithya. One who knows self alone is satyam. One who knows there is no second reality other than the self. One who knows there is no second reality other than the self, knows there is no second thing other than the self. You have to say this. One who knows the self, knows self alone is satyam. Everything other than self is mithya. One who knows self being the satyam, knows mithya is a thing but satyam. One who knows the self, knows there is no second self, second reality other than the self. One who knows the self, knows there is no second thing other than the self. Such a person knows fullness is the nature of this self. Therefore, one who knows the self knows what fullness is, and one who knows what fullness is, the one who revels in fullness, one who has resolved in discovering what the satyam, what fullness is, one who has resolved his identity, the individuality in the totality. Such a person is the one who all his diseases become resolved in that Atma. Therefore, there is no dependence, there is no inadequacy, there is no fear, there is no insecurity. Understand now? Therefore, such a person alone is nirmamaha, niskruhaha, nirahankaraha. Therefore what? Such a person alone is what? One cannot be agitated by anything. Nothing agitates the person. Understand? Shantim adhigachati. Therefore, see, not being agitated is what? Being peaceful. Being peaceful is not being agitated. We have to say this. Not being agitated is being peaceful. Being peaceful is not being agitated. I got it now. Very, very big thing, big lesson. Not being agitated is being peaceful. And not being agitated is possible when? If you have strength. The strength is in discovering, yes or no, in being free from insecurity. I said freedom from insecurity is possible only in discovering fullness. That is why he talks about a jnani. You have to be peaceful to discover happiness. No. You have to discover happiness to be peaceful. Understand now? Being peaceful means what? Peace, and people mistake peace and happiness. In fact, absolute serenity is the very nature of reality. Nothing agitates the reality. All agitations are the reality. I got it? All the agitations, all the disturbances, all the troubles, understand now, are the reality, the self. But reality does not have any agitation. Without reality, without Atma, no agitation is possible. Without H2O, no wave can arise. No wave is possible. Without H2O, no wave can arise. No wave is possible. All the waves are H2O. But H2O, you can't say H2O has waves. No. H2O does not have waves. All the waves are H2O. Understand now? Possessor-possessed connection is not possible because they are not separable. Possessor-possessed connection is possible if they are separable. Like Swamini's book means book can be separated from Swamini. If you say, water's H2O's waves, H2O has waves, you can't say. No way. Waves are not inseparable from H2O. Possessor possessed connection is not possible. So what? So therefore, H2O does not have waves. Waves are H2O. Similarly, this Atma, the consciousness, does not have disturbance, does not have turbulence, does not have thoughts. All the thoughts, all the agitations, all the disturbances are Atma. If you know this fact, any amount of waves can be done, nothing can happen. Listen now. This is one who knows fullness. What now? Shantim adhigacchati. Your absolute peace is the nature of very reality. So fullness is nature of reality. Similarly, serenity also is what? Calmness. No? The silence, actionlessness, calmness, absolute serenity. Understand now, it's the nature of reality, which is the source of all disturbances. Silence is the source of all noises. Understand now, serenity is the source of all disturbances. Peace, absolute peace is the source of all agitations. Therefore, shantim adhigacchati. Understand now? Therefore, one who discovers the reality, one who discovers as the self, thereby one who discovers the self being the self of all the beings, one who discovers the self being the only satyam, only reality, one who discovers the everything as the self being mithya, one who discovers the mithya being satyam, one who discovers the second self being not there, one who discovers second reality being not there other than the self, one discovers the second thing other than self being not there, is the one who discovers the self being full, fullness being the nature of the reality, the one who discovers the nature of the reality being, Atma being fullness, is the one who revels in fullness. One who revels in fullness, for him everything is fullness. Everything, understand now? The one who has resolved everything in fullness. Such a person is the undisturbed person. Saha shanti madhikacchati. Such a person is free from ajnanam, adhyasaha, adhyaropaha, ahankaraha, mamakaraha, ragadveshaha, spruhaha. So, kaman sarvan vihaya, chascharati, saha shantim adhikacchati. He attains peace. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.